And we welcome you back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And we've got a good theme today. The theme is education. We just spoke with USD 383. Now we're going to go over to Manhattan Christian College and get an update from President Kevin Ingram. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you, sir?
We're doing well. We do miss having you in the studio. I know Dave's been talking about it this morning. We miss, you know, being able to get snacks once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that. I could have had some cookies delivered by, you know, one of the food delivery services. I should have done that. But you could have had some while we were talking.
We appreciate that. That would have been cool. But that not necessary, definitely. But how have you been lately? How are things going for you this summer?
Oh, they're going well. Obviously, we all keep waiting for a finish line, and we don't know when that finish line is going to coming. And, you know, I personally had hoped that this summer would bring at least a light at the end of the tunnel, but we're still unsure about that. So that's obviously added to everything that we've been thinking about and planning for. And so, and then it obviously keeps changing, and you try to look for the bright spots. For example, we had a meeting scheduled to discuss whether we were going to require masks on campus. And then the governor passed her mandate, and then the city of Manhattan upheld that. And so, you know, there's a positive in that. It removed one of our decisions we had to make and made it for us. So, you know, you were kind of a mixed bag there that we realized we didn't have to make that decision. And so you're grateful that it was made for us. And so now we can move on to decisions that we need to make. And, you know, it's obviously constantly changing. Just with the travel restrictions of people and families with vacations, but also students coming from those areas, and what does it mean? And so we're just trying to juggle a lot of different things, and that's added to the mix this summer.
All right. Well, it's interesting. Obviously, everyone's trying to figure out how they're going to approach the fall semester, and we just heard from USD 383. They've got a plan. Of course, plans can change. What is the goal now for reopening Manhattan Christian College?
Well, we've definitely been working on that the last couple of months, and I assembled kind of a reopening team, and we had a pretty good template from our Kansas Independent College Association to use as a baseline to say, okay, what are the areas we need to cover? And so I assembled a reopening team that had representatives really from every area on campus, and student life and business and academics, and also our advancement and admissions department, just to make sure that we're covering everything, because I know I've heard it said nationally and maybe even by President Myers, when you're opening a college, you're just not opening a college. You know, we're opening a restaurant because we have a dining facility. We're opening two hotels because we have two residence halls. We're opening an event center, an athletic center with our gym on campus. And we're also opening, you know, a church because we have chapel services once a week. And so we're having to look at guidance from a broad range of perspectives, and that's made it more complex for us for sure. And then, you know, not only our customers just coming from the Manhattan area, but really our customers, our students are coming from so many different states that, you know, I'm looking at just our new students alone. They're coming in from about 12 to 15 different states, and several of those states are on the travel restriction list here in Kansas. And so it makes it a complex thing, but our goal has been, and we're committed to providing a safe and healthy environment for our students spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally this fall. And so that's been the goal that we've come to, and wanted to make sure that every one of the aspects of what we offer and what we're going to be opening is going to be ready for students and is going to be a safe environment, as safe as it possibly can be. And not only planning for what we're going to do, but also how we're going to respond, because, you know, I would almost guarantee you we will have cases on campus. And how are we going to handle that? You know, how are we going to, are we going to be able to quarantine them on campus if they've been exposed, and then isolate them if they've gotten the virus? And how can we do that? You know, the fortunate thing is the majority of age of our students, you know, really have very little, if any, symptoms, but yet we still want to isolate them regardless. And so we're making plans for that and how we're going to handle it, and gotten a lot of advice that we appreciate what we've received from Riley County Health Department, but also just all the guidance that we see from the CDC and the state of Kansas, and just have those websites, you know, kind of on quick dial. They're just always open and been looking at them every day. And so, you know, that's our focus. You know, we've got extensive plans. We're requiring masks, obviously, and we've bought everybody a a logoed mask with the MCC Thunder logo on it. So we'll be giving everybody one of them to use on campus. But we're also working up our normal strong cleaning plans. And in the summer is when we deep clean all of our buildings. And we've been doing a lot more of that, even more so this summer, to make sure that we're ready. And even had a volunteer team of our other staff members on Wednesday mornings. We didn't get to this morning, but from 9 to noon on Wednesday mornings, they jump in and help out as well. And so, you know, we're just trying to cover every angle of that. How we're going to, our classes are a little more, you know, handleable for us because we don't have really any classes that are over 50 students. So that gives us a little more flexibility, but we're, you know, we're rearranging and planning so that we can still have social distancing and provide as safe an environment as possible.
All right, there's a timeline for when people will be returning to campus, and it's about a month away, it looks like, for the different folks here. RAs August 12th and athletes August 13th.
Yeah, that's a change. You know, we were going to be a week later, just like K-State, and corresponding with K-State's move, since we have about a third of our students are dual degree students at Kansas State, we felt like it was best to match up our dates. And so we did move a week earlier, and it really compressed everything we do that first week because, you know, normally our RAs come in on a Sunday, and then the athletes don't come until Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday. And so we have a few days with each of them on campus to make preparations and prepare RAs and let them get settled in before they welcome new students. And this year it just compressed everything with RAs on the 12th, athletes and upperclassmen on the 13th, and then on the 14th, new students. And, you know, so we're having to rethink our whole schedule and how do we provide it. We even have a, you know, welcome weekend that we have on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for all of our new students. And we're having to rethink all of those events and how can we, you know, just still social distance, but yet still have contact. And, you know, like one of the things that we do every year, we kind of call it speed dating. With that analogy with our faculty, and our faculty move from table to table to table with all of our new students, and all of our students get to meet our faculty that way. And it's just a fun interchange, and so that they get to share. And so this year we're trying to rethink how do we do that and how do we do it with social distancing, because, you know, we need our faculty to stay safe and healthy as well. And so we're having to rethink all of those things, but we know it can be done and it will be done. And we're going to make the best of it to have that safe and healthy environment for our students.
I know a lot of people are hungry for live sports. What's the discussion on that at Manhattan Christian College?
Well, we are planning on, you know, having live sports, but we also are planning on following the guidance that's given to us by, you know, our local health department, state health department, and the CDC. And so while our goal is to have live sports, we also know that we will be limited in what we can do. And we're also a part of the National Christian College Athletic Association. And they're obviously actively looking at how we're going to handle that. And not only do we play other NCCAA schools, we also play some NAIA schools. And so NAIA rules and what NAIA does also plays into how we're going to have that. And, you know, our goal is still to have our soccer team and volleyball team here this fall and them playing. But it also depends on, you know, what other schools are doing. And we've already had to adjust our schedules for games because just like some of the major conferences, you know, the Big Ten and Pac-12, you know, only going to conference games, some of the other schools that we play that are at other levels than we are have also made the decision that they're only going to play the essential games. And so that's changing some of what we've done. And, you know, those even some of those are kind of our guarantee games that they pay us for bringing in our basketball team and beating up on us, just like in football that happens. You know, you bring in a smaller school and kind of a preseason game, and they give us some money for coming that. But we've had some of our alumni of those programs start stepping up to replace some of that because we do rely on it. So it's going to be unique. It's going to be different. And I think I heard a preacher say this weekend, you know, on a sermon I watched online, I think we need to change our mindset of going back to normal. I don't think we'll ever go back to what we've had, but we've got to look that we're going to develop a new normal in the future and have a positive attitude as we do it. And so that's how we're approaching this year. We want to move to a new normal and be positively approaching it to have the best year that we can have at NCC.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with Kevin Ingram after the break. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.